Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
On 2UE.
An extraordinary motion picture.
Movies with Dale Cinder.
The critics described it as brilliant.
There he is. G'day, Dale.
G'day, George.
Hello, Dale.
Oh, g'day, Paulie.
Now, today's first movie is Entourage.
Now, have either of you fine gentlemen been a fan of the TV show that ran for 6 seasons?
Called not, what? Entourage?
Not
called
familiar. Entourage?
No, never seen it.
Don't know it at all.
Okay, well, look, it's a Mark Wahlberg-produced show, and in essence, it's about Vincent Chase, played by Adrian Greiner, who, as a young lad, gets cast in a fictitious James Cameron Aquaman movie and becomes a huge star. And he brings with him his friends from the old town, including his brother, Kevin Connolly, Kevin Dillon and Jerry Ferrara, to be his entourage. So it's basically about a guy who's turned into a star and his group of hangers-on, his entourage, and also a power agent played by Jeremy Piven, who fights tooth and nail for his rights. Now, that ran for 6 years, their little adventures in Hollywood, and it sort of featured...
What channel was it on, Dale?
Oh, mate, it was an HBO thing. So
Was it on 7 or 10 or something?
I'm not sure what station was on. I know it's still on Foxtel. It still plays. Look, and anyone who saw it was a huge fan, but I'd only ever seen a couple of episodes because I just found it annoying with Jeremy Piven's character because I've probably had a little bit too much to do with that side.
Right. So is this a movie based on a TV series or something?
It is. It's very much so. As I said, it went for 6 seasons, so it was very popular, and I said it was Mark Wahlberg produced, who also produces this film as well, and this is a big screen treatment, which pretty much takes place not too long after they wrap everything up in the TV show, because it had, I suppose, like a lot of TV shows that do have a good run, they always think there's a big shot at making a big screen film. So this pretty much, as I said, sets up after the other one finished, whereas Adrian Greiner now, at the end of the last one, he'd just gotten married, but now he's gotten divorced after about seven days.
Is it any good?
Look, I think you need to be a fanboy. This one sets up the fact that he's now got his chance at being a $100 million film and directing.
Okay, just hold it there. If you've never seen a TV show, will this make sense?
Okay, it does set up everything that you need to know at the beginning of the film in the guise of a bit of a documentary being made about his character. Hmm. And one of the things that, as I said, this show was quite known for is a lot of big name cameos in this. And this has a lot of those, like Kelsey Grammer, Ed O'Neill, Liam Neeson, Armie Hammer, all sorts of things.
Billy Bob Thornton, Haley Joel Osment.
Well, Billy Bob Thornton and Haley Joel Osment actually play characters in this film. They're not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Billy Bob's pretty much the owner of the studio.
Billy Bob.
Okay, so did you like it?
Look, I thought it was okay, but I've got to say straight away, the friends I was with, who were big fans of the show, thought it was the greatest thing ever. For me, it's got too many characters that it needs to sort of fulfill a little bit of a role to, and I just found it waffled around.
What was your score?
I'd give it 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10. Mm-hmm. All right. So I think if you love the show, the TV show, you'll probably like it.
Yeah, you need to be a bit of a fan.
Okay. Aloha. This is with Bradley Cooper and Rachel McAdams and Emma Stone. What's this about?
This has got a cast and a half, and it's made by director Cameron Crowe, who is probably best known for Jerry Maguire and the wonderful Almost Famous.
That was a great movie. Terrific films.
But Bradley Cooper, he was pretty much a once celebrated, now shamed member of the Air Force, and he's working as a contractor for a billionaire, Bill Murray, and he has to go to Hawaii, where he's got a bit of a past history, to convince the natives to allow the government to launch a satellite. Like, he's got to go and they've got to, like, bless it, what have you. And along with that, he's given an Air Force liaison with him, Emma Stone, who's very, very eager. But he's also got an ex-girlfriend there, played by the beautiful Rachel McAdam, who sort of he reconnects with. And it just sort of flaps around in these beautiful settings. You think if you've got people like Alec Baldwin, Bill Murray, John Krasinski, who plays the new husband of Rachel McAdams, Emma Stone, Bradley Cooper. You'd have, and being made by Cameron Crowe.
So is it a great cast looking for a script?
It is very much looking for a point of being. It sort of meanders quite amiably. It's got beautiful scenery, and parts of it, it's got some really beautiful parts, as poor old Bradley Cooper makes his way around all these tasks he has to do, particularly like the love interest, the Lex love interest, and the little bit of maybe new love interest.
Don't you just love the way that Alec Baldwin, he's sort of gone past his peak and he just wanders amiably through life, appearing here and there and making up his retirement money.
But he actually has a good role in this. He plays he plays like the general.
And I can see the splash headline with Dale's recommendation of the movie, Beautiful Scenery.
Like I was saying, it has nice eyes.
Beautiful scenery, so not much else. What's the score?
Look, I give it 6.5 out of 10. As I said, it's got some really great parts in it, but as a whole, it sort of muddles around and sort of you can't quite figure out why some people are there. It looks like it's been hacked to pieces as well.
All right, okay. You know what? It's been a while since I've seen a damn decent movie. Looking forward to something.
I tell you what I'm looking forward to, fellas, and that's the new Jurassic Park film, Jurassic World.
But we've seen it. We saw Jurassic Park.
Oh, who cares? It's got dinosaurs. That's all it is.
The other one had dinosaurs. The other one had dinosaurs in it too.
This one, some of the actors could be the dinosaurs.
But see, that's what would have improved Aloha and Entourage, but they had had dinosaurs.
But they're making all that. They made Jurassic Park, and they're making, what was the other one? Was it The Omen or something? They're remaking.
Well, this isn't a remake. It's basically an extension.
Oh, okay.
And it's got dinosaurs. Did I mention that?
See you later.
See you guys.
Ta-da. Bye-bye.
Bye. Dale Sinden there, and a couple of mediocres by the sound of it.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.